Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation changes? When you work with Edward Jones, they focus on what's important to you. You'll work together and use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And they'll partner with you to help your strategy stay on track. Visit EdwardJones.com or stop by the office of Todd Nash in Coralville, Jeff Rudolph, or Scott McGill in Iowa City, or Travis Whitmore in North Liberty. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Oh man, here we go again. Up early, feed the dog, out the door, traffic, at the office, boss in some kind of mood today, no time for lunch, annoying coworker, no time to relax, bedtime. Then we gotta do it all again? No way. Because the best way to break up the mundane every day is to play at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Slots, tables, sports, and a whole lot of perks when you join and play with your club wild card. So, let's play. Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Clinton.
Mike's E-Keys for Cars. GT Car and his great crew at Supple's Building and Remodeling. Supple's Flowers, home of 1-800-800-ROSE. The Midtown Family Restaurants. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. Premier Automotive in North Liberty. The Oxyoke Inn in the Amanas. Streets Maintenance. Dr. Lance Forbes Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids. And Tavern Blue in Coralville. Here is Pat Hardy from HawkFanatic.com, along with Tommy, who's sitting in for Suter, who will be back on Friday.
Which Friday?
This Friday.
This Friday?
This Friday? Oh, good.
Friday. Yeah, we'll be back this Friday.
We'll get a situation where it'll be you. No, you won't be here. It'll be...
I'll be gone
Okay,
Friday.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Good.
Yeah. I'll be back on Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. Then I have this weekend off.
Unless I have a terrible reaction to this.
Yeah, then I guess Hunter's going to do the show by himself on Saturday then.
No, he's not.
I have the weekend off from my college radio reunion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is, takes precedent over J-O-B.
Yeah. Well, you know, in California, what state is it? California that just made it illegal? You can't text somebody off duty? Like, for their job? Like, you couldn't text me at home and say, can you do this? If it's work-related. You can't ask me to go in and, like, update something on the website.
Well, it's lucky.
It would be illegal for you to do that.
Well, it's lucky that we live in Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
Where we're going to the 50s.
Oh, yeah. We're probably about two legislative sessions away from legalizing slavery at this point. Yes. Indentured servitude.
So, Pat, what do you think of them ratings?
Hold on. Let's see what Karn has to say first.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Karn.
I wanted to ask, who do you think is the worst? I don't know. But is LSU harder to beat than UConn? Which one do you think is the harder one to beat?
Captain?
I would say UConn.
I would say UConn because they're still playing.
Yeah. Because we beat LSU.
Yeah, they're already beaten. Yeah.
There you have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now UConn has come on late because they had trouble starting.
Did they have some injuries early in the year? And
well, they lost
healthier?
About five important people.
But they are like 33-5. I mean, yeah. Their record's pretty similar to Iowa's.
There are no bad teams left.
No.
So you think it'll be rougher beating UConn than it was LSU?
I don't know. I haven't.
Aren't they both three seeds? I mean, they're pretty even as far as
the
committee
thought. Be a pretty competitive game.
Yeah.
Because it was 1.5 points for LSU, and it's 2.5.
She wants an answer.
I don't have an answer.
She is demanding an answer.
I think.
You're supposed to know this.
Well, just because UConn's
still. First of all, we're not.
Yeah.
Let's not go overboard.
Because UConn's still in it, I would say this will be rougher.
Okay.
Yeah.
But who do you expect to win?
I'm picking Iowa, but would not be surprised at all if UConn won at all. I'm like 51-49 in my confidence.
How come Suter's not going? It's at Cleveland. He went way to Dallas.
Because he just went to Miami.
Yeah.
He's at a wedding.
Believe it or not, he doesn't go. He doesn't have a whole bunch.
What is this? The longest? Is this wedding longer than the Deer Hunter wedding?
Yes.
They're for 10 days.
Yes, it is actually.
It's a series of weddings.
Yeah. Weddings. No,
my brother lives out there, but he said it's easier for him to sit at home and watch it on TV than to try and fight parking and all that over there at the place.
Well, Suter's got to work, so.
He does have to return. I think he and Ann wanted some time without their daughters there so they can, you know, have some quiet time with themselves.
Some fun.
Yeah.
Well, he was taking so many vacations, I thought he'd take another one.
Well, he's got them coming. We got a deal. Yeah, as long as we stay afloat.
His days here are the vacations.
Yeah. As long as we stay afloat, he can do what he wants to do.
Wish I had that deal.
Well, you guys save the world, and I'll go on to church and pray for you. And
please do.
Take care.
We could use the prayers. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye. Adam, she wanted to know who was going to win.
I think Adam's going to call in around 9:15.
Yeah.
Very soon, then.
I reached out to him. He usually waits for Karin to get her call in. And
it was a quick one today.
Lots to talk about. I think Connecticut is Iowa's biggest challenge. I think they'll be even more of a challenge than NC State and South Carolina just because they shoot better. And I think what we're seeing, these teams are so good at this stage, so even in so many ways, it comes down to jump shots from 10 feet and beyond. And I think Iowa's the best at doing that. This is probably Adam right here. We'll see what he says.
What do you think, Adam?
Hey, what's going on? I missed the question. I was dialing in.
Well, Karin wants us to pick a winner. I told her, I think I'm 51-49 in my confidence that Iowa's going to win, but I do think Connecticut's probably the toughest challenge, even more than South Carolina, because Connecticut has better shooters, and I just think that's what's winning it for Iowa. They have better perimeter shooters.
I think so, and a little more disciplined, and just their offense is a little more put together. Nothing against LSU, but just a different style. And so, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of similarities between them and us. They got a little more size than what we've got. But there again, I mean, it's Final Four. Anything can happen, and we get hot, they get hot. You just never know.
Oh, yeah. No, I would not be surprised if Connecticut won the national title. I mean, it's been a while for them. I forgot that they had beaten Iowa when Paige and Caitlin were freshmen in the Sweet 16. I forgot all about that game. Wasn't very competitive. Caitlin didn't play very well. It's amazing, Adam. Paige was on top of the world then. And now it's what's gone on these last 3 years. You feel for her, but do you think that's going to motivate her? Do you think she's looking at this as, yeah, I've got something to prove, or what do you think? Or do you think she'll just be more in the team? How do you think she's going to take this, Beckers?
I mean, I think it can go two ways. She got a lot of attention early. Mm-hmm. Keaton's game has definitely evolved.
Yes.
And, you know, same with her, you know, having the ACL injury, and she's kind of talked about, you know, changing the mindset of coming back stronger and, you know, and she has. I mean, she's leading this team. Her stats, over 20, 25 points a game in the tournament. And, you know, very similar player like Caitlin. But, again, Caitlin's just got that special. She is tough to guard. She can shoot it from anywhere. The passing and, you know, contributing on almost 70% of all of our possessions or points, she's a part of it, whether it's an assist or she's scoring herself. So, yeah, I mean, they're two great players. And, again, I think for the game of women's basketball, they can't be any happier with how this is all kind of unfolded.
You look at
12.3 million viewers on Monday's game. I mean, it's just these players, it's not just Caitlin, but it's Beckers, it's, you know, Angel Reese. All of these players are really bringing a lot of fans to the table. And, you know, they're watching good basketball and getting a lot of attention for it.
Caitlin and Paige, they're both 6 feet tall. They're both guards. The way I described when I wrote something today, Adam, Paige is probably a better defender. She's a more efficient player. But to me, Caitlin is a more dynamic scorer and passer. She's going to have more turnovers because I think she pushes it a little bit more. Would you agree with that?
No, I do. I think, you know, just even look at Monday's game. I mean, I thought we were really trying to go into Hannah early. You know, and even some of the other previous games, I know we're trying to get her going. Mm-hmm. And Caitlin, she's going to thread the needle. I mean, she's going to find those tight spots where if it was me, I wouldn't throw it. but she's got full confidence she can put it in there and go past the defender. And, you know, she's okay with some of those turnovers. She'll get them back. So I think she's willing to press it a little bit to make those big plays. And you look at the LSU game, I mean, some of those passes that were right on the money to O'Grady in the transition, and she's unbelievable. I mean, what she did Monday, as a Hawkeye fan, you know, growing up, that might have been one of the best games, basketball, men or women, that I've seen, you know, with just everything around it, the media, the attention, and just how big of a stage it was. It was awesome to see us come on top.
It's interesting. I was listening to, I don't know what it was. It was up, I think it was Paul Pierce, and I can't remember which. I just happened to have it on TV. They were talking about Caitlin playing in the Big Three. And they said that those Big Three guys, a lot of those retired NBA guys, they make about $10,000 a week during the season, which to us, that's pretty
good. Yeah, that's pretty good money.
But, you know, they were talking, I guess they had interviewed, they had spoken to some former NBA players that were in the Big Three saying if she plays, she ain't getting a shot off. And they were like, we're not going to give. And then they were arguing about whether, I think it was the Skip Bayless said, he goes, I think there's going to be a second where they maybe slack off and she'll make a three on them. But Paul Pierce was basically saying that if she did play in the Big Three, there's former NBA players ready to put her in her place because of the money aspect. What's your thoughts on that?
It's hard. I mean, I guess there's a pride thing, but part of the reason for the really, it's a marketing deal. Mm-hmm. They want to bring attention to, you know, the Big Three, and look at how many followers she has, not just, you know, in Iowa, but throughout the country. That's really what it's all about, is to try to benefit that league. So if I'm the players inside of it, I'm not trying to go out of the way to make somebody's, you know, life miserable on the court out there.
Mm-hmm. I see your point.
I would think that, you know, some of the guys who are in charge of that league are going to say, hey, man, we all win in this. She's going to bring a lot of attention. She's going to bring a lot of money in, TV, all this other revenue that we're going to be able to kind of dish out. But we all win in this deal. By bringing her on, you're getting a whole slew of fans that have never watched the Big Three at all. They're going to bring this under the spotlight.
So you're looking at it from a business standpoint.
Absolutely. And that's why I think they're making that call.
Sure.
They're not doing it because they know she's going to score 30 points on a 3-on-3 game. I think it all has to do with, let's take advantage of this wave that she's on right now. And they see the viewership that she's pulling in, the sellouts and all these different arenas. I mean, they want a piece of her. And, you know, whether she ends up doing something like that or not, I mean, she's got a team of people that is this the right thing? And I don't think it's always going to boil down to money, but certainly, I mean, those guys are talking about it. They've made their money in their NBA career. Some of those names, I mean, people are not tuning into the Big Three to watch some of them. You're going to get a whole bunch of attention if she would end up playing it. And they're going to want to see her succeed. They don't want to see her fail on the court.
Well, don't you think it kind of makes her a circus act?
Well, that's what I was going to say, because that was the way – what you just said, Adam, was one of the arguments that I was listening to that I agreed with, but it was countered by – I think it was someone saying, well, you know, so you're basically saying back off, let her shoot threes, let her drive to the basket, then she becomes a gimmick. And
well, she's such a good passer. I mean, I think she does not waste a lot of energy on the court. If you watch her, she knows how to pick her spots
she does.
To figure out how to get open or how to get space. And again, I don't – what makes her so good is you put her in a pick-and-roll game with a lot of space on a 3-on-3. I got to imagine, even with men, you know, she's going to find a way to pass or score. I mean, those guys can get up and pressure, which is fine. And from an athleticism and height standpoint, they're going to have an advantage. But, I mean, I don't know. Once again, it's a lot of money to throw around.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what they'll end up doing. She's got USA basketball commitments, obviously WNBA. I mean, there's a lot going on for her. I think the family is going to have to prioritize what's best for her long term.
Yeah, no, you're right. Because, I mean, it is. It's a complicated issue, because I would hate to see her out there getting just face guarded by some 35-year-old former NBA point guard who's 6'5 and still in good. Because, you know, Adam, they could make life miserable for her if they wanted to.
If they wanted to.
I mean, we can't get lost in this thing. As great as Caitlin is, Adam, explain to our listeners how good NBA players are.
It's a whole different level. I mean, it's a huge jump to go to high school to college. I remember when I was working out in high school with the Iowa State guys, my biggest fear was, man, can I compete with these guys? Now I was like 16, 17 playing pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big jump. I mean, everybody's just as fast. They're stronger. They're taller. And then when you make that next jump from college to the NBA, I mean, it is...
Which most people don't do.
Yeah. And again, it's the size and speed and the quickness. Things happen so fast on that court, you know, from a fan's perspective when you watch it. But if you're on the floor, and I've talked to friends and other people that have sat close, you kind of get skewed by the size and speed and length until you sit there or you stand next to some of these guys. I mean, they are... I mean, you got point guards that are 6'8", 6'9". You got guys that are well over 7 foot handling the ball on the perimeter and can cover, and you think you're open, and you're not. I mean, one of the best stories I ever had was when I was in Orlando. I was with the Mavs playing in their preseason, and we played a game against the Magic, and Dwight Howard was there. And I remember there was a play where I kind of got the ball, drove in and went to flip up a layup, and he shot that thing like five rows into the stands. And it's one of those where in any other situation, you're like, I have time, I'm wide open, but the amount of ground those guys can cover and the wingspan and the leaping ability, I mean, it just, you can't even put it in words. It's such a huge jump to that next level.
Now, in fairness to you, Adam, you are referring to one of the greatest NBA defensive centers of all time in Dwight Howard. I mean, when he was in his prime, he was amazing on defense.
And I actually called my wife before we boarded the plane. I said, hey, at that time there was like those ESPN not top 10 or top 10. I'm like, please tell me that didn't make
it. Did you not make it?
It was like a preseason game. I mean, he shot that well into the stands, and I was like, oh, man, that's going to look bad.
Did he say anything to you?
He didn't have to, Pat.
Okay. But, no, I don't know what – I mean, I'm not sure what I want her to do as far as this big three. There's times where I talk myself into thinking it would be fascinating, but to me, it'll all depend on how those former NBA players treat her and how, like, I'm with you, Adam. I would hope that they'd kind of give a little bit just to help the production of it, but we can deal with that later. This game Friday, I mean, I think we say this all the time, Adam. Caitlin's going to do her thing, but it's Kate and Gabby. And I think Addie O'Grady could have a big role. It seems like Addie's the one center that she can get hot and get them 6-8 points in a flurry. Just your thoughts on the supporting cast Friday.
They're going to be huge. And, you know, the one thing I'll say about this team, and you listen to, like, Kate talk in the pregame or postgame, I do feel like our girls are loose out there.
I do, too.
I don't feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. And you look at them in the hallways, you know, I saw some things like going into halftime or pregame stuff. I would have been a nervous wreck. I'd have been sick. They look like they're having fun out there, and they're just out to compete, and really they trust one another. So I think that's the biggest thing right now. That's again why we beat LSU. You can see the trust, you can see just how well we play with each other. The backdoor stuff, the just reading situation, the extra pass. They just got to go in loose. And again, I think O'Grady came in with high confidence and made a couple shots and was running the floor. I mean, she did exactly what we needed her to do for those minutes. And it's one of those where she was hard to take off the floor. She was doing really good defensively. We're going to need big minutes from everybody to beat a good team like, you know, UConn. And then hopefully you get another one in a couple of days after that.
So you're talking about how loose they are. I mean, Kate Martin's a six-year senior. Gabby's fifth year. So Kate's got to be at least 23, I would think. I haven't looked up her age. Maybe 20. Does that help, you think? I mean, maybe Kate saying to herself, you know, this girl guarded me. She was in ninth grade when I started. Do you think that can help psychologically?
I mean, it could. But, again, this is a big moment, big stage. They look like they're just – they are loose out there. You don't see them. It doesn't look like they're uptight. They're not barking at each other. They're really kind of taking this all in.
Like, so they think they're going to win.
Yeah. I mean, I think Lisa and Jan and the entire staff, Abby, I mean, they've done an incredible job of just,
they
you
sure
can
have.
Just see the focus. And, you know, they're on a mission, and they kind of use a little bit of last year. Everybody, some of the pundits saying, hey, they're not even in our – I don't even have them really in the top five of the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I don't think they can make a serious run, or even when they got seeded – they're not going to make the Elite Eight or the Final Four. They're using all this as motivation. And, again, when you got a chip on your shoulder, you know, I think anything's possible with this team. They're just so resilient.
She
I didn't think they'd be
23,
this,
by 23. The way.
Okay, I didn't think they'd be this good. I thought Sonano and Warnock, I thought those losses would be more impactful.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give them credit. They have figured out a way to make – and Caitlin is just – she's better this year, it seems like, than – she's just so much better – than she was coming out of high. She's one of these five stars who maybe was underrated coming out of high school, but a five star who's Caitlin, to me, is a better college player than she was a high school player. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I think so. I mean, she's got a she's developed her game. I mean, she was a prolific scorer in high school. She did some really good things.
She did.
And when you surround her with other really good people, you know, I think it's just taken her game to the next level, and probably nobody that works any harder on her game than she does. So
you're right about that.
She's gotten better every single year. Some of these kids, whether they plateau or just, hey, I've made it, I'm comfortable, you know, she's always putting in the work. And again, I think what makes her different is she's just got that competitive drive and that will to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we see some of her outbursts she wants it more than anybody. And when you have that kind of attitude every day, we're seeing what greatness looks like. And that's why everybody's drawn to her and wants to watch and be a part of this, because it's really kind of a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
We ran a photo of her and Paige from their meeting in 21. It's amazing how Caitlin has developed her body, too. She's still pretty slender and slight, but she's got so much more muscle. You can just see it. And Lisa was saying recently that helps her in traffic. I mean, on drives to the basket maybe 2 years ago, 3 years ago, she would all get knocked off her course. Now she withstands it and makes three-point shots. Talk about the importance of weight training, and even in the women's game. I mean, it just seems like strength is one thing with Caitlin that's really helped her.
No, you hit it right on the head. I mean, just look at the LSU game, some mm-hmm. of those high pick and rolls. She's not getting bumped off. She's turning the corner, you know, getting fouled with contact and still, like, not getting bumped off her track. You know, mm-hmm. she's still going right to the basket. And I think, too, with these seasons, this is a long season when you're playing all the way into April and you're playing, you know, I mean, look at the amount of games we played. Just to not have the body breakdown, too, I think is important. You're going to probably lose a little bit of weight, a little bit of strength throughout the year. But these kids are, you know, they're eating a lot better than what we did 20 years ago. The strength and conditioning stuff, I mean, they're more consistent with it. I think they realize the importance of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, injury prevention, I mean, she's been one of those, knock on wood, that has just gone an entire career where, you know, she really hasn't been hurt.
No.
Which is remarkable, not even an ankle or nothing. A knee. So that weight training, I think, is a big part of that, of just, again, not just what you do on the court, but being able to go through a season like this and get stronger as the year goes on.
So how confident are you about Friday's game?
I'm with you. I think it's a 51-49. I mean, just, you got two really good teams. And when you get to this point, I mean, I feel like we've gone through a pretty good gauntlet. West Virginia, maybe we talked about this a week ago, I thought that was as good a team as you're going to find. That was really a second-round game. I mean, they easily could have been a Sweet 16, Elite 8 type team. We got them behind us, and it was good to move on to the next game. And, you know, Colorado, I didn't think we're just even before, I thought we'd have to play bad for them to win.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of the better games we put together. And so if we can continue, we're playing our best ball right now. This is the time you want to be hitting like we are. And if we can get Gabby and Cade and Sid, if they can start scoring from the perimeter, even strong takes to the basket, I think it just helps open things up for Caitlin. And early on in that game against LSU, they were really sucking to their defenders, and that's why Caitlin had a couple drives to the basket, because, you know, a couple of those girls knocking down threes, now you got to respect it, and it just opened up that offense.
Yeah, against West Virginia, there were times where I thought Iowa might lose. Against Colorado, I never felt like they were going to lose. It just, and yep. LSU's, there were some moments, but the West Virginia game so far to me has been the one where it felt like they were most threatened, but they figured out a way to do it. Okay, let's shift over to the men, Peyton Sanford. When the decision, I hadn't heard any rumblings about it, but when it was announced at first, it's kind of surprised. Then I was like, no, that's not a surprise. He's just doing the process. Talk about the benefits of what he can get from this. Obviously he's not ready for the NBA yet, but I mean, this is good training, right?
No. Yeah. I mean, you look at what, you know, Chris Murray did the 1 year too. I mean, mm-hmm. you're just going out there, you're getting these workouts in, it's on your own dime, but you know, you're able to travel, play against some really good competition, have some good workouts, and then get an evaluation on, you know, what they think you need to improve on. And who knows, if he lights it up and plays well, it's really, if you look at the draft classes, they've been talking about it, it's one of the weaker classes that's come through.
It is.
So for him, it might be an opportunity to kind of slip in, whether it's a, you know, I don't know, maybe a late first round, second round. I mean, if he plays well and can show, hey, this game has changed in the NBA, they're looking for those shooters.
Duncan Robinson.
Exactly. We talked about him a week ago. If you can find a niche and you're like, hey, he can hit 40-plus percent consistent from three, And he has a quick trigger. He's 6'7". It's not like he's 6'3", 6'4". I mean, he's got length and can really pull it. You just never know. So I think that's why you got to test it. And I'm sure Fran and those guys are like, absolutely.
Sure.
It's not like he's taking a break and not working out. He's going to probably work out harder than he ever has. So it'll be good for him. And if it doesn't work out, he's going to come back with, all right, this is what I got to do the rest of the summer to improve my game and get ready for next year.
I'd love to see him play for the Lakers, like with LeBron, because I guarantee you put Peyton in an NBA game, he's going to force and take some bad shots because he's going to think he's the number one. That's just how he plays. I could see him saying, hey, LeBron, I was open. Give me the ball. You know, I mean, he's got just unbelievable confidence.
Well, and the one thing, too, when he went through that stretch, what was it, his sophomore year?
Sophomore year.
I got to give him credit. I mean, I know he worked with Spira, other coaches, you know, maybe even a sports psychologist. I mean, you go through a slump like that, and we know, just watching him through high school and AAU, he was an unbelievable shooter and just went through one of those weird stretches.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, he shot himself out of it. There's a lot of games I think I would have not pulled the trigger. I mean,
not
in
him.
His mind, the next shot was going in, and you've got to have that mentality if you're going to be a prolific shooter like he is.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, what do you think, and maybe you don't know that much, but the Drake hire? Ben McCollum, he's won 4 national championships at, I believe it was at Northeast Division II. What do you think of that? Do you know much about him?
I don't, but I got to think they vetted that. That's a really good job, as you know, Pat. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on that hire because just of what Darren did the last few years. So, again, I think there's probably some really good candidates that came to the table, and, you know, that's why they sit him down in an interview, and he's got a heck of a resume, and so I think in this day and age, too, not only on the court coaching, you've got to have some real big-time contacts and confidence that you can recruit in this portal. So, again, I trust Drake. DeVries was an incredible hire. The one before that with Nico, I mean, he was a great hire. They've hit it on the head the last couple ones here, and it's unfortunate that they're just in a position at that mid-major where as soon as you have success, somebody is trying to pull you with big dollars. But, I think it's a good hire, and time will tell, but again, that's a great job, and you know, it's a Des Moines and Drake University and everything they've got going for them. I'm sure there was a ton of really good applicants that put their name in for that job.
As much as I love my alma mater, Drake, you make the wrong hire in men's basketball 2-3 years, that program could be struggling big time. That's just how it is for the mid majors.
Yeah, I mean, it's Indiana State, all those kind of schools. If the right guy's not in there, and just the momentum is lost, you almost have to change direction a little quicker to get that thing turned around.
I had somebody text me, wanted me to ask you, what do you think Iowa needs to do in the portal?
It's tough to say. And I say that because who's coming back?
Well,
you know,
now the nucleus would be the 4 freshmen, Sanford and Dix, assuming they all come back. I've heard rumors. I mean, Sanford's obviously interested in the NBA. I've heard rumors that Creighton is trying to get Dix to stay home, and then it comes down to NIL, and I'm not knocking Iowa's NIL, but it's not the best right now. Their NIL is struggling right now, and that's why Tony Perkins is a big reason why he's out there. He visited Missouri the other day, but would you agree a point guard and a post player, or is that, you could say that about almost any team?
Yeah, and again, I think watching the tournament has kind of given me just another perspective of, you've got to have an elite breakdown guard, and you've got to have a scorer, and you've got to have a post presence. If you're going to make any kind of run, whether it's conference play or even in the tournament, it's kind of the recipe. So if I'm Fran and those guys, which I know they're actively trying to go find those guys, you've got to find somebody, and it's got to be the right fit from a personality and team standpoint. But, yeah, I mean, I love Brock and what he's bringing to the table. He's young, but you look at, like, Iowa State and some of these other teams – Houston, there's some older, mature players out there that are playing their fifth year.
Yes.
They have played 4 years of major college basketball and are looking for a change. I think those are the ones you got to go after, those guys that are really seasoned and can help us out in those two spots. We've got shooters. We've got perimeter players. I think a low post big and just a good breakdown point guard that can score and make things happen are essential for us.
Dix would be a huge loss to Creighton. I'm not saying that's going to happen. That's just some talk and some rumors out there. But Creighton's right in his hometown, what have you.
Well, and I've told Iowa fans, like, what's going on? I mean, if you're Patrick or you're Tony, right,
yeah.
I can't speak for them. But I'm guessing, hey, from the very beginning, this was our last year. Now you see the money that's being thrown around the portal. What's their next step? They graduate, they, you know, go through senior day. The next step would be to go overseas.
Yes.
Well, is it more appealing to go look outside and say, well, hey, what would somebody give Tony Perkins to play 1 year for an extra year of college basketball?
Exactly.
It may be more than what he'd make overseas, you know, playing in some league in, you know, Italy or Spain or wherever. So I can't fault these guys. I'm sure Fran and the staff are saying the same thing. You've got to do what's best for you. We'd love to have you here, but, you know, financially, if you can make double somewhere else, you've got to take a look at it.
I've just heard that NIL is a big part of Tony's thing. And Adam, you're a former player. You've heard Iowa's men's basketball NIL is not real good right now, and Fran's hands are tied. There's not much he can do.
Yeah, and he's kind of, I mean, he's not one to complain, but, you know, you can just tell.
He's frustrated.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those where it's not equal playing ground. Not that college basketball has always been that way, but, I mean, especially now, it really boils down to money.
Yeah.
I always kind of think of the kid that's playing at Alabama right now that was at North Dakota State. That would have been a huge get, somebody that we maybe could have had a
Grant
chance
Nelson.
At.
Grant Nelson, who's very good.
Very good. But, again, for him, I think it was boiling down to money. Who's got the bucks to come pay to have you come down and join a team? It's hard to turn down big money.
And I know that center, the backup center for Tennessee, Estrella, that came in and actually played some pretty good defense against Edie. I mean, he loved his visit to Iowa. They just could not match the NIL deal, and I got that from great sources, and he didn't come here. And they've had a lot of those. It's frustrating, but I don't really have the answer. I don't know what the answer is. And with Patrick, when we talked to Patrick told us when he said that he was probably leaning towards not, he just wants something different. He's been here 5 years. And I think he did. People assume, oh, he doesn't even want to play for his father. It's not that.
And he grew up in this community.
He did.
I mean, I can't assimilate with that either. I mean, I'm an Iowa guy, but I never grew up in this community. I can imagine it's just, you know, you reach a point where this is home, but what else is outside of this? And you got one chance to maybe figure out if you want to do another year of college or go overseas or what's next. You know, I think for some of those guys, it's okay to turn the page and move on to something different.
Sure. And I could see Patrick playing for Butler. Connor's over there.
Yeah.
Caitlin will soon be over there. They could just be family hour over there.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Patrick, he'll have some. But I did see that Tony visited Missouri, and Tony's got a long list of suitors. So, but, yeah, they got to figure out this NIL thing or it's going to be hard. I mean, even after Fran, if they have NIL issues, that's going to affect them when they go to hire a new head coach. Don't you agree?
I think it's going to be real tough.
Yeah.
I mean, that's if you're looking at a program to come into, I think you want to make sure you've got tons of money and support from behind the scenes. And I really don't know how this is going to work moving forward. You know, you got to hold these guys to some kind of contract, right?
I'm beginning to agree with you.
You've got contracts and all that, but what do you do as a staff?
I'm with you.
You know, the NBA and these other professional teams, they've got a whole back office that's really just devoted to, you know, your general managers and your money guys that are trying to figure out, all right, how do we build this team? What's our budget? I can't imagine when you're Fran and these guys are like, hey, I'm recruiting this guy. Now here's the number. Well, I mean, again, his hands are kind of handcuffed. What do you do?
No, there's
they're not in the business to be a general manager. They're out to coach and to recruit. But this is just a whole other thing that's dropped on their plate. And again, you can tell a lot of these college coaches, even at the big programs, are frustrated. I just don't know how this game, I don't know what it looks like in 5 years.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Now, I wanted to ask you, who's your pick for the men's Final Four? Can Purdue beat Connecticut?
I don't know. Those two are probably right now my two favorites. So
okay.
Either one of those, I think, have a shot. But depends, too. Zach Edey's been getting some friendly calls, too. I'm a Big Ten guy. I want to see it. But, I mean, he's – again, teams are trying to be physical. He's been at the free throw line quite a bit. I know other people are frustrated media-wise or, you know, throughout the country. It'll be interesting to see just how this Final Four plays out. But I love Purdue. UConn obviously is they're seasoned and won it last year, and they look just as primed to win another one.
That matchup at center could be fascinating. Edie versus that Donovan Klingon. And hey, I got to ask you, DJ Burns. I mean, he has turned out to be my favorite player in the tournament. He's hilarious. I mean, you've watched him. His foot speed, his quickness for a guy it's incredible.
Yeah, it is, and he's not a guy that came out of nowhere. I mean, you see stuff online. I mean, he was a 4-star recruit.
Yeah.
He's been good. Now the nation's just seeing it. And what's amazing about that story is they don't win that ACC championship game, they're not in the tournament, and they don't have this run to the Final Four. So it's really nice to see that team come together, play really well, high confidence, and obviously he can do it all. He can pass, he can shoot, he can, you know, body up guys. He's fun to watch, and just seeing social media stuff after where he's taking pictures with everybody in the tunnel, he's interacting with fans. I mean, everybody's having a good time being surrounded, you know, by him. So it's a good story.
Good for the game. And I did see a report where if he doesn't make the NBA, there's talk that some NFL teams may have him try out as a left tackle. He's 6'7", 2", I think they list him at 6'9", but they say he's more closer to 6'7", 6'8". They think he could be an NFL left tackle because of how quick his feet are. That will be interesting, but I'd love to see him go as far as he can in basketball. This is a fascinating time, my favorite time. You guys, I hate to dominate this. You guys, anything you want to ask Adam before we let him go?
You know, I want to go back to the women's team for a minute, and maybe you could talk a little bit about the fact that they lost Molly Davis right before this tournament, and it has not affected them at all.
Sid Alfalter. That's my response.
Sid has came in and just given some major minutes.
Yep.
Not just defensively or her toughness, just the scoring stuff that she's been doing. Threes, taking it to the basket. I mean, that's it's definitely hurt not having another ball handler, but Sid has jumped right in, and it's kind of taken a whole new dynamic on this team by having her out there. The other thing I was going to add on the women's game, you kind of brought it up, I'm impressed with our conditioning. You know, with we talked about strength and conditioning that goes along with it. LSU was gassed with that first time out. I mean, we were ready to run and go, and it's not that we're super deep, but our girls are in shape, and they can just go. And that's been the motor that we've played with all year. Again, I think that's what makes us a little different, where we're kind of unassuming. You're thinking that we may not push it, but, man, when we go and you got Hannah and everybody running, we're a hard team to stay with.
Well, it seems like Caitlin doesn't – she's always under control. I mean, she plays fast, but it seems like she doesn't exert a bunch of energy because she's so in control of what she's doing. And it just – I don't know. Everything just flows so easy for them. And, of course, her ability to make pinpoint passes on the run to players on the run, that helps too. I mean, it's incredible. Like I said, this is – we'll probably never see anything like this again. So we need to cherish these last few days because, man, to think in less than a week, it's going to be over.
It's crazy. It's been a long run, though. And, again, I think – I hate to say it, but that LSU game was huge. It kind of felt like a national title game for us, with redemption and everything. So hopefully emotions. I think they went straight from Albany to Cleveland.
They did.
Correct.
They didn't. A lot of the media did. I know Susan Harmon did.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think for them, hopefully it's not like they had time to come in and settle. Hopefully we'll just continue with this momentum, get them in some media, get in the gym, you know, kind of keep this thing going because we're playing well and the girls are high confidence and believe in each other. So, cherish every moment. This is a fun time.
One last question. Could you see Gino doing a boxing one?
That's a good question. He's kind of, I don't think he's going to let the cat out of the bag, but I think he'll try to do something creative just to slow her down.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if she's the one that's a part of 70% of your offensive production, I think you got to do something different than let her just, you know, kind of pick you apart.
Okay, Adam, great stuff as usual, Captain.
You've listened to the station. Am I past my shelf life?
I think that's why people listen.
Because I passed my
shelf I think that was a polite way of saying of yes.
You're a star.
Yes, that's what I... Thank you, Adam.
Good answer, Adam. Hey, great stuff as usual. We'll do one once the season's over. Let's do a recap. We'll kind of do, if you got time the next week or two after the season's over, we can do a season, kind of a season look back at the season.
Sounds good. Hopefully there's no more transfers in the portal.
Good luck with that. All right,
guys.
Have a good one.
Thanks,
see
Adam.
Yep, see ya.
I think that was a polite, diplomatic way of saying old and over the hill. Better days behind you.
Oh, yeah.
What's ahead, though?
Just
days.
The tunnel.
Where's Hunter?
He's off
he
today.
He's working for me Saturday, so I'm working for him today.
All right. Day off for Hunter.
Yeah.
Think he's listening? I hope not.
Paranoid.
I always think we're going to talk about him.
We are talking about him, but I'm not insulting him. We only insult Suter when he's not here. We've been pretty tame ones.
Yeah, we haven't
done
good.
Much with Suter. Yeah. You've actually done more than us.
I haven't done anything with Suter.
But we've really not much.
What do you blame?
Remember when his brother told him that we disemboweled him when he was young? Eviscerate. When I looked it up, I didn't know. The definition is to disembowel.
Yeah.
So he's basically saying we just cut him with pieces.
I don't believe we do.
I think that was an exaggeration.
We have
fun.
Yeah. At his expense.
When we see them holding a tumbler of wine, we're going to respond to it.
Yeah.
Have there been any Facebook posts?
Yeah. The one with Ann and the big giant thing.
That
of
was
wine
days ago.
A while ago.
You know how many bottles of wine they've been through since then? That was 3 days ago.
Well, that Adam was on. This woman contacted me. This is what really kills me. So they're going to do a concert. A Christian music group is coming in to do a concert. Would we volunteer to promote the concert? And because they're going to hand out pamphlets for a charity. But they're making money. You know, just because they hand out pamphlets for a charity.
What kind of music do they do?
It's Christian rock.
So you're not going to get like any Floyd or Zeppelin or
no,
Steppenwolf?
No.
Motorhead?
Blasphemy.
Motorhead, Dokken, Slayer.
No, the only other photo that Tom put on is his family, and he's in a suit.
Yeah,
whoa,
he's in a suit.
Look at that right there.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that. Look at all
if I were in tie, you know.
You're selling the station, right?
Selling the station. Like I got to dress up to sell the station.
I did post something on Tom's Facebook while I took a picture of the Iowa baseball game from last weekend where they had the Minnesota coach, and they were doing the farewell, one final season, here's all he did. I just took a picture and said that, what was it? I hope you got him something nice for his farewell gift.
Think about the
Tom
weather.
Suter.
Think about the weather we had in February, and I'll think about this.
I know. This is just.
I mean, they've had to cancel. The Iowa baseball teams had to cancel their last two midweek games.
Yeah.
With their game at Illinois State, their game at Bradley, they've both been canceled because it's snowing.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it, like 33 degrees out right now?
It is 34.
Okay. It's supposed to get to like 40, right?
Well, with the wind chill, it's 25-mile-an-hour winds. With the wind chill, it feels like 24.
Yeah, I mean, I looked out the window. Yeah, there were some times where it was snowing pretty hard.
It was real bad.
Stick,
yeah. I drove in at 4:30, and it was real bad.
Yeah, nothing really stuck. Yeah. And like when I drove in today, the roads are fine. But still, this is...
It was slick earlier this morning on the highways, the bridges and overpasses.
But yeah, now everything's fine now. Yeah. Because I tested it, actually, and it was wet. But still use caution. I mean,
well, when you're on the highway and you got high profile, like, you know, semis and stuff, be careful passing them.
Yeah. What about the byways?
Byways.
Highways and byways?
Highways and byways.
That's a...
Carefree Highway?
Jimmy Buffett song?
Something like that.
Highways and byways?
No, Carefree Highway was a Gordon Lightfoot song.
Gordon Lightfoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't one... I mean, I don't hate him as much as you do, but...
I don't hate him.
I mean...
I just don't...
The problem was the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
When did he die? Was it this year?
A couple years ago, I think, wasn't it?
Last year, I thought.
The wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald was kind of nauseating.
Yeah. We had to sing that in first grade music class.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would you sing
that? First time I ever heard it.
Singing a song about the death of... How many people did die in that? Like 35, 40 people?
Something like that.
Yeah. It was like 1980 would have been. I would have been.
Doesn't he have like Carefree Highway 2 or something?
Carefree Highway.
Carefree Highway. I don't know. Yeah, he's
Sundown.
Sundown. Yeah. Okay. I didn't mind that song.
Yeah.
It's okay. I heard.
We're just losing a lot of good Canadians.
I drove in. I drove in today and heard Mace complimenting you for playing Def Leppard and Kiss. Now the song you played by Kiss is the only Kiss song I like.
Beth.
I love that Beth. Yeah. I love that song. Def Leppard sucks. They don't have one good...
They are greatest. Photograph.
I just put like 9 Def Leppard songs in the other...
Photograph. Yeah, God.
Yo, how come...
One of them was the song of the week, and I was like, you know, we don't have a lot of Def Leppard in our library.
Good.
So I had the greatest hits, and I put a bunch in there.
God, he cares about the song of the week.
It was the song of the week. I'm the custodian of the song of the week.
I know, you're...
was the one from the, what was the Schwarzenegger movie? Last Action Hero soundtrack.
You're Colonel Tom Parker, and he's your Elvis.
Yes.
Yeah, he's your big find.
He's eating worse than
He's your big gem.
I bet he's eating worse than those fried banana sandwiches.
All the money he's bringing in for you guys.
Oh, yeah, all that money.
Hauling it in.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, yeah, probably should.
Yeah, it's almost 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll be back around 1.
1-800-800-ROSE.
1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country.
1-800-800-ROSE.
It's so easy. Just remember one number. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist.
1-800-800-ROSE.
Remember.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Hertin and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Hertin and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and HertinandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
Don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
Hi, I'm Patrick Eads, owner of Deary Ford Iowa City. If you're looking for a great deal on a new truck or SUV, Deary Ford is here for you. With model year closeout pricing and all remaining new 23 F-150s plus 1.9% financing for 66 months plus $2,000. Save thousands on 24 Bronco Sports with 1.9% for 66 months plus $2,000. So when you want a great vehicle and an awesome buying experience, Deary Ford is here for you in Iowa City or online at DearyFord.com.
GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit supples.net or call them today at 319-337-2246.
When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches, and special ribeye and shrimp nights. Daily specials at each location, and no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you.
Car won't steer? Call Premier. Premier Automotive in North Liberty offers full-service mechanical auto repair work in addition to being Eastern Iowa's most trusted name in auto body repair. Use Premier for all your auto repair needs. Brakes, oil changes, air conditioning, diagnostics, transmissions, or preventive maintenance. Whether you hit a deer or your car won't steer, see Premier Automotive in North Liberty.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental team provide superior care for your entire family.
Dear U of I, just a note to let you know, if you're ever thinking about selling Kinnick Stadium or Carver Hawkeye Arena, please consider Hawkeye Title and Settlement. We're here to provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services. Signed, Hawkeye Fan Forever, and send. Hi, this is Steve Anderson with Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Whether it's a large commercial property or if you're buying your first home, remember, we're here to help. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services of Iowa City. You'll love our team just like you love the Hawks.
Tavern Blue on the Coralville Strip offers the ultimate sizzle of wood-fired pizza perfection. Elevate your pizza game with over 20 wood-fired pizzas, ranging from the Tony Pepperoni, the Philly Cheese Steak Pizza, Mary Margarita, and the Tavern Supreme. From the freshest ingredients, Tavern Blue cooks their pizzas to mouth-watering perfection in their wood-fired oven, which helps bring out those old-world flavors. Fresh creative salads, tacos, burgers, signature cocktails, beer, and wine are just a taste of what Tavern Blue has to offer. Tavern Blue is a family-friendly establishment that offers mini golf, table games, darts, and foosball. Go to tavernblue.com for the latest news, events, and specials, along with full menu options. Once again, that's tavernblue.com.
Are you tired of living in a home that doesn't quite meet your needs? Then it's time to call the experts at Streets Maintenance. Their team of skilled professionals specializes in renovations and remodeling, transforming your home into the space you've always dreamed of. From kitchen bath remodels to complete home renovations, no job is too big or too small. Streets Maintenance will work with you every step of the way to ensure your vision becomes a reality. So don't wait any longer. Call Streets Maintenance to schedule your consultation at 400-4483. Let's start building your dream home today.
84 years of preparation, the wait is over. The Oxyokin's brand new book, Our Recipes, Our Story, is on sale now. 90 pages in full color, 67 recipes, and our unique history for only $24.99. Get yours while they last at the Oxyokin. Available soon by mail order, along with our current serving hours at Oxyokin.com.
The Oxyokin.
Oxyokin, in the heart of a man.
From the Hertine and Stocker Studios, in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making moments.
It is going to be very windy with scattered off and on light rain and snow showers likely here through the day today. Our high 41 this afternoon. The wind will be from the north to northwest, gusting to between 40 and 50 miles per hour here through the day. The wind will gradually die down late tonight. Our low 31 tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few sprinkles, 46 by Friday, partly cloudy with a high back up to near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Outside now, it's 35.
KCJJ weather, brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
We're back.
We have lots of breaking news.
Yeah, just about a half an hour ago, Tony Perkins, those on three, those recruiting sites that are constantly updating transfer stuff, he told on three, let's see, what's this guy's name? Joe Tipton from on three. He's down to Missouri, Arkansas, Indiana, Oregon, Oklahoma, Ole Miss. I'm hearing that Indiana is going to be tough to beat because I'm hearing that mom wants him closer to home. And Indiana's got great recruits coming in, and they didn't recruit him coming out of high school, so this will be interesting. But
so Indiana wants him.
Oh, yeah, Indiana wants him.
Joe Tipton was the guy's name?
And yeah, he does Tipton edits for on.
Because I prefer, like, I don't know, like Joe Walcott or Joe Wilton.
I get you.
Maybe Joe Durant.
Joe Durant. Joe Adelissa.
Indiana wants him.
Indiana.
Dean Taylor.
Yeah.
Sure.
You like that song?
No.
This is where I play the role of suitor. I don't care.
Oh,
he's
yes.
gone.
Yep. Yep. Have the pin or have your leg.
And goodbye.
Or have your leg crossed and your foot moving up and down. He does that when he gets mad. And,
yeah.
And he senses
good riddance.
Hawkeye betrayal.
Yeah.
Hawkeye betrayal. If you're not a Hawkeye to Suitor, you're dead.
Dead. I don't care where he's going.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, pretty close.
Well, the Caden Proctor thing, I just figured just follow up with that.
Oh, when we were talking about him, when he did it, we don't need to talk
no,
about
No, I don't want to talk about an Alabama
I'm
guy.
Gonna I'm going to talk about Proctor for the next year. When okay, hey, we're to the Caden Proctor part of the show. Tom, just your
give
thoughts.
Give his stats every week, you know.
Yeah, just what he had for lunch. We'll have, we got to figure out a way to have your boy get a hold of Proctor so we can start reading Proctor's, what he ate for lunch every
day. Boy, I would love to give Caden Proctor Southern Justin's number and vice versa.
Could you imagine that?
Wow. Hey, Justin, call this guy.
Yeah, talk to him.
You really want to get pissed. You really want to. Suitor like that. Just annoy the hell out of him his whole time there.
But yeah, so those are, let's see again, Missouri, Arkansas, Indiana, Oregon, Oklahoma, and Ole Miss for Tony. So I'm gonna predict Indiana. But like I said,
it'd be nice to be out of the conference, but yeah, what you just said with his mom.
Well, I've heard that, and there's a couple comments underneath this post saying that they're hearing that mom wants him to play closer to home. I mean, he's from Indianapolis. That's like, what, 40 miles? That's roughly about 40 miles from Bloomington. Yeah. So those other, I mean, Missouri or Oregon's an attractive option. I don't know. This is going to be it's just too bad he couldn't get
Is Indiana the only one near Indianapolis? There's not like a Butler or something?
Missouri's not real far.
I guess it's not that far.
Real far. But
like mom driving.
No, you're right.
Games,
Old Miss, Oklahoma. All the other ones are for Arkansas. How far is Arkansas from Indianapolis?
Further than Missouri.
Yeah.
Further south, yeah.
So, yeah, four of the six are much further distances than Iowa. And but like I said, my guess is you think Oregon's giving him some NIL money offer?
Oh, I bet.
Think about that. Yeah, this is a huge part of this is NIL. And so we'll just see. I wish him well. I'm unlike Suitor. I don't wish ill will on people who move on, but
no. Well, you don't.
And Suitor, I think, is sort of joking.
No, he doesn't.
I think he's trying to.
He doesn't wish him ill will. He just doesn't want to hear about him again.
That's true. Yeah, that's more. He doesn't wish him ill will. He just wants the discussion to end.
He's an Alabama guy.
Who would he rather talk about right now, The Doors or Caden Proctor? Suitor.
The Doors.
I think he would. I think he likes Jim Morrison more than Caden Proctor. Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. You want
to
talk about The Doors?
And in all fairness to Proctor, he's never soiled himself. So.
We don't know.
We don't know that.
He has a kid. He probably did.
Yeah.
And
heavyweight.
And we don't know how many times, Jim, you've just taken this narrative and kind of ran with it.
Boy, he is a heavyweight.
We don't know how many times Jim Morrison ever soiled himself. But we don't.
Can you imagine if that would happen with Proctor?
But we don't have proof that Jim Morrison consistently soiled himself. That's just a narrative you've taken and run with.
I believe he has.
Consistent. We just don't have. There's no evidence of that.
I believe.
There's evidence of him being a drunken stupor mess, LSD.
But the next thing.
But you don't know if he was like.
Oh, he's not going to do LSD and all that crap and alcohol.
So you think everyone that gets drunk and does LSD ends up just soiling themselves?
To an excess, yes.
I don't. I'm not with you. I disagree.
To an excess.
I disagree.
If they do it to a success, to an excess, then yes.
So you're saying all those Grateful Dead guys, when they were doing their acid and all that, they ended up by the end of the day, they all had poop in their pants?
Crap themselves, yes.
I believe, many of the Grateful Dead have crap themselves.
I disagree. I disagree.
You do that many drugs, you're going to crap yourself.
You're going to crap yourself.
You're going to take a mushroom and think demons
are
escaping from your butt.
You're not only doing a mushroom, you're doing speedballs, you're going to crap yourself.
There's like fairies in your butt you need to get out, and you just push and boom.
I mean,
boom,
we can contact...
Crap yourself.
Contact somebody at the UIHC.
Yeah.
And
verify. Yeah, this is KCJJ Radio. We're just wondering, do you know how many times the members of the Dead crap themselves? How do you think they'd answer that question? They'd probably put you on hold.
Yeah, and you'd be waiting.
You'd be waiting for a while.
We'll get back to your call in 2 days. No, I believe they did. I believe if you do it to that much excess,
But we don't have proof. We're just making assumptions.
Well, we don't have proof.
We're making assumptions.
You want to take some litmus paper up
Well,
there?
I really don't. I really don't.
Do a DNA sample.
You think Elvis ever crapped himself?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In those white sequin pants. Imagine that.
Why is this poop sparkling?
It's poop stack. That concert was what? Poop-tacular? Well, he died. You know? Didn't he die on the pooper?
Yes.
During the break, off the air, I said to Pat, oh, I have a bad feeling we're going to drift out of this break.
Now that
no, I've got some news about...
Well, the news was out. We just don't have Haluska.
I got some
anymore.
Tony Perkins news. No, we'll be fine.
We don't have Haluska as our compass anymore. We're going all over the place. Adam, we need you back.
I even had something coming out of the break we could have gone to.
What's that?
The university just sent out its news release, and it's stuff we generally always know, but I'll read it anyway. And I already put it up on our website and during the break in our app. Iowa open spring football practice set for April 20th.
20th, yep.
4/20. The University of Iowa football team will hold its open practice, presented by U.S. Cellular. They're a sponsor here, so I'll read it.
I thought it was going to be a local dispensary. That was, get it? 4/20?
That'd be good, yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
It's just a coincidence.
Yeah,
so.
I get it.
All right.
Yeah.
We were supposed to have press conferences this week, but obviously all the Iowa sports information people are out in Cleveland, so what I've been told is the next 2 weeks we're going to have double press conferences on Tuesday and Thursday in each of the next 2 weeks.
The rest of this is just like what time the gates open and all that stuff. People can find that on the website.
Dave Bader in the chat room. Elvis literally died crapping himself. That is not true.
No.
He could not.
He was constipated.
He could not.
But he was on the
himself.
Toilet. He was trying to crap.
They found him dead right in front of his toilet, right?
Yeah. He was trying to, but it did not work.
Okay.
Yeah, so to speak.
Let's move on.
Let's get back to the poop.
Let's move on.
He wants to get off of poop talk.
Yeah.
He's usually the one that breaks it up. And now you want to get off of it.
No, you brought it up today saying Jim Morrison was pooping himself.
Yeah.
And I've read a lot about Jim Morrison and no reports of him ever pooping himself. Well, so
I'll Google that.
Do you think David Crosby ever did?
Yes.
That one I may agree with you on.
Did.
All right, what else? Baseball series, Michigan here. Softball's at Purdue.
Yes.
This weekend. I think by this weekend, Captain, isn't the weather going to be enough to where they'll be able to play baseball?
Yeah. Sunny Saturday, 55.
Oh, that'll be fine.
And then some.
What about Friday night?
Clear and 29, a low of 29. It's going to be cold.
Is the Friday game at 4 o'clock? Does it say on the...
I can look real quick.
We're only going to get to around 50 on Friday.
Oh, Friday. Here we go. It says 2 or 4. BTN Plus or BTN.
2 o'clock on a Friday?
Well, if they want it on TV...
They also don't want to compete with the women in the Final Four either.
That's a good point.
That's the other thing, but that's another one of those tough ones, 2 o'clock.
I'll look at the schedule on the website and see what they've got, because this is something that Hunter typed up a few days ago.
I mean, the problem, of course, with a 2 o'clock game is where do you park?
Yeah. It says 2 o'clock on the Big Ten Network.
Oh, okay.
Superhero Night, 2 o'clock.
I'm going to try to get over there because I'll be able to cover Breck pitching and then getting home in time to... The women's game starts at what time?
8:30.
The women are the second game. Yeah, they have plenty of time. Yeah, they're the second game. It's going to be a late, late Friday night because the NCAA takes forever to get quotes and whatever. I could see some of those reporters well after midnight still working.
Yeah. The 2 o'clock game on Friday with Michigan, it's superhero night. Saturday at 2, it's pajama day. And then they play Sunday at 12:05, and that's baseball bingo.
Okay.
Like if there's a double, you fill out the thing and stuff. You can win stuff. So, yeah, three games against I assume Michigan's good. They're
call up the
good,
standings. Right? No, I
Big Ten baseball standings.
I saw that they had they were 1-0 in conference, but their overall record, if I remember correctly, was terrible. But that could be they played a bunch of really good teams down south.
It's funny. They actually looked up the softball standings more recently than the baseball standings. Iowa 4-2 right now. First place Nebraska 3-0. So they must have had the bye week or where they play a non-conference. Because of the odd number of teams.
Mm-hmm.
Then Illinois is 5-1. Then Iowa 4-2. Iowa's in third place.
What is Michigan?
Michigan is 4-2 as well.
What's their overall record?
Overall, they are 12-17.
Yeah, see, that's a...
Wow.
But that could have been, they could have went to some warm weather tournaments and just gotten pasted.
They have won three in a row.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see. I mean...
At one point, they were 9-17. Wow.
Yeah, this is not a powerhouse Michigan team.
No.
And, this is another, but if Iowa can keep going 2-1 in series, they're gonna.
The Big Ten's down. I've seen a lot of 3-3s, 2-1.
Two and one would give them a 16-8 conference record. That would probably be enough to win the conference. Yeah. You win the conference, you're going to be in the tournament.
I don't know who Nebraska played, but they're 3-0.
Okay. And Illinois, you know,
who's 0-3? Northwestern's 0-3. So there you go. That's probably who they swept.
They have a new coach, too, I believe, this year. So, but no, I mean, these last two series for Iowa were so weird in that Breck struggled on Friday. They got whipped in both games, and yet they come back to win the series. So that's what good teams can do. They're 4-2, but it's been kind of a weird way to achieve that 4-2 record. They got to get better pitching, though, man. They got to limit the free bases, and the starters have got to become more consistent, go deeper into innings, because they're really using that bullpen a lot. But they're still 4-2. They're right in the thick of it. So a lot of baseball left. And how about them Cubs? They had some Japanese pitcher, some left-hander the other day. I'd never heard of him. He was incredible. I can't remember his name, but do you have the call up the name?
No, I've been looking up, did Jim Morrison ever soil himself? And there is no answer for that.
See?
No answer.
Nobody's going to. But there are a ton of them. Did Jim Morrison really flash on stage?
Well, he did do that.
Yeah, though, that's plenty of
He got
evidence.
Charged with it. Yeah. I mean, when he died in Paris, he was still facing those charges in Florida for, pulling it out.
Other questions asked, was Jim Morrison genuinely unstable? Was Jim Morrison self-destructive? Did Jim Morrison ever lose his soul?
Wow. I believe Jim Morrison was self-destructive, and that had something to do with him dying at 27 of heart failure.
Oh, yeah.
Or,
what am I looking up?
He was the National League standings. I want to see what the Cubs are.
All right.
Because they started 0-2, and then they –
I can look that up on my phone. I got the app.
I guess I could have done that. I think they're maybe 3-2, Yankees finally lost.
White Sox won their first game last night against the Braves.
Chadroom, by the way, they put an orange cone in the pothole.
Oh, they did?
Really?
Yeah,
I'm going to go look at it.
That's what it says in the chat room.
I'm going to go look at it after the show.
Send me a picture.
Cubs are 3-2.
Okay, because I'll post it because that's got the most, that had the most clicks and comments.
Okay, they took the
damn pothole.
I'm guessing right now maybe the weather's preventing them from getting it fixed.
Yeah.
Because, you don't like to do stuff with your road during the winter.
Because
you can't if it freezes. So I'm thinking by sometime. By the end of this month, they'll have something.
Well, we'll fix this in May.
In May?
We usually fix this the first two weeks in May, depending on the weather.
Okay. Well, the cone, do you think they've been listening to us? We gave them the...
I believe, yes.
Gave them the incentive to go, hey, let's at least put an order so the idiots on the radio
we
might shut
them.
Up.
Yeah. I like to think we shamed them into it.
Yeah.
Well, they should be. That's a massive pothole.
Yes.
Yeah. You drive on that at night.
Well, luckily there's an orange cone there now.
Yeah, but... Like I said, I did see that minivan go into it, and it just sunk down and went back up. Those people are like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because it's big, but you can also, if you're not paying attention, you can miss it.
Sure.
You know, if you're not paying attention. So, okay, so baseball against Michigan, and then softball, is that Purdue?
And Purdue.
Softball, haven't they won their first two series?
Yeah.
Yeah, both teams are off to a pretty good start. Softball looks like Renee's close to getting them to where maybe they are going to be. I mean, they were close to making the tournament a couple of times. Maybe this is the season where they get over the hump. Yeah, it's
they're
fun.
4-2 as well. Okay. Michigan 6-0, Nebraska 5-0, and they're a couple 5-1 teams.
Oh, so. Michigan 6-0, so they're back to being a power.
They've won
again.
6 in a row according. No, they won 10 in a row according to this.
Michigan has.
Michigan's won 10 in a row. Nebraska's won 6 in a row. So softball is a little more competitive in the Big Ten than baseball.
Yeah, I would agree. So, yeah. And the thing is, it seems like with baseball, man, the pitching is so many of these scores. You look 14-11, 16-9.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like there's a lot of good pitching right now. And plus, they get to use aluminum bats.
Yeah.
That makes a big. You imagine the major leagues use. You imagine like some of those major league hitters with aluminum bats. Those pitchers would be sitting ducks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is good, though, the way the baseball team has rebounded. And,
It is weird, though, the first two Big Ten series, the first game, embarrassing loss.
Yeah.
Blow a big lead.
With Breck.
Yeah. And then win the next two games.
Mm-hmm. Some of that, I'm not taking anything away, but the competition, it's not like they're playing the powerhouses right now.
Yeah.
You know, but they're still winning the series. I mean, they're doing what they have to do. If they win a third straight series, man, they're 6-3 after 9. They're right in the thick of everything. Everything's good.
Did you already ask Steve what the weather's like this weekend? I didn't notice.
It's going to be...
It's going to be fine.
Saturday and Sunday. Friday's going to be a problem, right?
Yeah, Friday's going to be cold, but Saturday, 55.
And no precip?
No precip. If we have, now there'll be rain Saturday night and rain Sunday morning, but it should, well, no.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the noon.
Showers after mainly after 8 a.m.
What's Sunday. The high on Sunday?
So rain on Sunday, 55.
Okay. I mean, as long as there's no tons of rain and it's in the mid-50s, you can play baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that. So we shall see, but it's
and really, it's too early to...
Too early to what?
To predict what the hell it's going to be Sunday.
True. Yeah, that's true.
True.
Yeah.
Tell you what, though, the plants and the trees are confused. I mean, a month ago, it was all warm, and it's like my one tree in the back doesn't know, all right, is it time to bloom? It's stuff was coming out earlier. Now it seems to be kind of delaying a little bit because it's so damn cold.
Our wildlife in the backyard doesn't know what the hell's going on.
What do you mean? What are they doing?
Well, it came out yesterday and looking for seeds and stuff, and it was covered up and blown around, so it had to go out and give them their food, the chipmunks. We feed the chipmunks, the squirrels, the birds. We got a zoo going on back there. The dog just watches it all.
God, Lakota would not have put up with any of that.
It would have been,
nonsense.
To quote Trump, a bloodbath.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lakota would just not. He would not
bloody
have
border, but was it bloody border bloodbath? Or no, what is it? Biden's bloody
Border
bloodbath.
Blood
say that fast five times.
Yeah, we're saying you got a triple B.
Lakota would have been.
Oh, it would have been
Trump's team.
It would have been like Shakey's all you can eat. Squirrels and bunnies, and I mean, I could see Jan throwing out the screen, you know, and all of a sudden Lakota just comes in.
Lily just looks at him, you know, and I don't know.
Well, Lakota would look at him right before he kills him.
Well. So he brought home that possum once, and we said, you leave it. And she did. She dropped it and left it. It was fine. And she just
had... Yeah, see, the one Lakota brought me was gutted. The stomach was missing.
I don't know why I'm laughing.
The stomach was missing. He dropped it on my carpet.
Talk about it with such joy.
Well, that was not a happy moment.
Proud, yeah.
No, I was not proud. I was pissed. I had to get the carpet cleaned. I'm like, don't bring dead animals in here. No, I scolded Lakota. I told him, would you stop killing things? He was like my Ed Gein. You know, and like I said, the neighbors would see me taking corpses down to the, oh, God, Hardy's dog got another one. That went on for like 5-6 years. I mean, the possums, that there were times where I felt bad. Bunnies are harmless. Although they do eat plants, don't they? Don't they wreak havoc in gardens?
Yeah.
But I didn't care about that. But I didn't want him killing little soft, little precious bunnies.
Well, see,
he didn't care.
Well, with Rudy, you know, I mean, a coon hound, and what am I supposed to? And
that's just what they are. That's just what they do.
He'd just eat the rabbit, and then, you know, we'd talk about how terrible. Rudy, don't do that. And Rudy'd come in. He came in one day and burped, and this fur flew out of his mouth. And Jan, I never saw Jan laugh so hard.
Rabbits are probably a delicacy for dogs.
Yeah,
but
probably.
That's probably a pretty good dish. Now, possum, I don't know about that. Yeah. So, but all right, back to the Hawks. Are you going to be able to stay awake Friday? Oh, you're not coming in here Saturday, are you? Are you in here Saturday?
I'm off Saturday.
So are you going to be able to, that women's game's not going to get over till probably after 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll stay awake.
So you'll stay awake, so you'll be coming in here Saturday on about 3-4 hours sleep?
Yeah. Dragon. Yeah, Suter will be here. Hey, Suter. Hey,
oh, Suter will be back. He'll be back Saturday?
Yeah, we'll be back Friday.
Okay, okay. But you won't be here Friday.
I won't be here Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be me and Hunter on Friday.
Yeah. No.
No.
It'll be you and...
Suter.
No, I mean just the general show.
Oh, just the general show.
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
General show.
So, but yeah, that the only thing bad, I wish they were playing the first game, don't you?
Yeah, I do too.
But they played the first game the last time, so it's just, I just think 8:30, 9 o'clock. But imagine if you lived on the East Coast.
I don't know that the...
Well, UConn's
on
the East
Coast.
Do you
think the ratings will be, it's probably a little less?
I think until she's done, the ratings are going to be spectacular. I could see them being a little less because...
Friday night.
Because that had that LSU...
Yeah, that had that whole...
And it was also a Monday as opposed to...
8:30 on a Friday night.
I think a lot of, even as great as Caitlin is, I think some people maybe get distracted on a Friday night at 8:30.
Yeah.
You know, but I still think there'll be, it'll be an unbelievable amount of viewers. Yeah, I mean, the only men's game that outdrew them with viewership was the Duke-NC State game. It had like 15 million.
Somebody, and he was a black guy on one of the sports networks, I think it was CBS, said how the white girl put the black.
That was Paul Pierce.
That FS1.
Paul Pierce.
Was it FS1?
Yeah, Dallas tweeted it, and it was.
What the hell?
It was a stupid take.
Yeah.
He just that white girl from Iowa. It was kind of racist on both ends.
Well, yeah.
It was dismissive of both races. And then, of course, the responses underneath, well, Iowa doesn't have a single black girl on the roster. They have four, if we're going to count.
Yeah.
It's just two in the starting lineup. You know, it's just some of the narratives on Twitter are just so ridiculous.
Well, it's just the way, why would he even, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
you get enough talking heads, they're going to say something stupid.
I mean, they're former NBA players. They're trying to generate clicks and get attention. It got attention, but for all their own reasons. Yeah. It was just a stupid take.
Yeah, it was a real stupid comment.
It was just a dumb thing to say.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know. I didn't really pay much attention to the race factor. I mean, and it's not like I said. Iowa does have four black girls on their team, so that's almost, that's a third of the roster. Yeah. And they've got at least one coming in next year, so I mean,
there have been people that have tried to make it racist.
Oh, well, of course, and a lot of people do that on social media, hiding behind aliases. And I'll get Paul Pierce; he's out there owning it, owning what he said. I just thought it was a stupid take, but man, there's so many of these talk shows now, and some of the stuff they end up arguing about is just it's ridiculous. But that's I guess that sells. All these talking heads. I turned on ESPN the other day. Stephen A. Smith was just screaming at the top of his lungs about something. I had to change it. I don't know. He was screaming about something. I can't. That's why people call him Screaming A. Smith. That's his nickname. Because he does a lot of theatrics. It's just a lot of theatrics on those shows.
Well, we had the clip where Pat McAfee's screaming at Lisa Bluter.
Yeah.
Because she didn't remember. Which, by the way, let's point it out. This is a good point. She didn't know what to call the trophy. Because it's not like it's the East Regional Trophy. It's, what, like Albany number two or something? Yeah. You can't call
it. Are you
a
big Pat McAfee fan?
I do like Pat McAfee.
I don't. I don't dislike him. I just don't listen. I have no interest in what he has to say. I mean, to me, he's too much of that Barstool crap.
He's like Barstool without all the misogyny, if that makes sense.
Like the Iowa Barstool account, I blocked that a couple years ago. It's just nonsense. That's my opinion. I mean, I'm just not a big fan. Are you a big fan of Barstool Sports?
I've read it. It comes up on my feed. I don't really care.
I like some of the guys who work there, but I don't like all. Like Portnoy, I think, is a scumbag.
That's what I was thinking.
He's a rich one.
He's a rich one. Yeah, he's a rich one.
Yeah, but he's kind of a douche.
He's not kind of a douche.
He's a douche.
I think I muted him a long time ago. I just don't
But like
see
the Pardon My Take guys, I think, are great. And I like McAfee.
Yeah, McAfee, when he wears those muscle shirts made out of like velour, just a fur, he just looks like a buffoon.
There's a guy, and I don't
good
know
pro wrestling.
You
announcer.
Want me to bring him up? But he, you know, the more I see him on Twitter, one of your supposed peers, he's just so full of crap.
Chances are, I mute him.
I don't.
I mean, he's probably listening. If he hears you rip him, he'll be on Twitter begging for.
Jesus.
I just don't pay attention to anybody.
What's your issue?
He brings up stuff that other people have already brought up, and then he acts like he's just discovered something. And he's really
pushing his brand.
He's pushing his brand with other people's information.
But he's trying to gain popularity for some. Not just him, for some, that is hugely important, especially to a lot of these younger journalists. Being popular and owning people on Twitter is just a big part of it.
If you can do that,
I just don't pay attention. And
it's your own
and
stuff.
And I'm not criticizing him because I don't need to have him go on Twitter and, Hardy was ripping me.
No, Hardy
I'm not ripping
isn't
him.
Doing
I'm not
I'm
ripping
doing
him.
It.
I don't care. I ignore him.
Say with Suter ripping him.
I just ignore that stuff. Yeah. And a lot of his Hawkeye minions, fans, they hate me. Fine. I don't care. I couldn't care less.
If you're going to claim something, you know.
But there's no rules on Twitter.
It's
a cesspool.
Well, but you're passing yourself off as a journalist, and that's what pisses me off.
Well, a lot of them don't call themselves journalists. They call themselves media influencers or media personality. They don't call themselves journalists. They're media personalities. Yeah. They're owning.
What are you, Steve?
DJ.
Okay.
Shock jock.
Yeah, I was.
You're a shock jock.
Shock jock. The only shock I get is a defibrillator.
But no, I just don't pay a lot of attention to the drama on Twitter. I used to some, and I'd find myself. Now, what I do now is I'll maybe, like, if somehow some stupid political thing ends up on my thread and somebody's saying something stupid, I may tweet something like, you know, rigged, hoax, deep state, just to be a smartass. And then never that. And I'll do that on both ends, but it's.
I can only imagine what I would have been like in my 20s with Twitter. I would have been obnoxious. A young punk trying to make a name for myself in radio. I would have been trolling people. I know exactly how it would
have been. I think I would have fought it. I think I would have been one of the last ones to get on it. Just like I was. I mean,
like you were, yeah.
I mean, the Press Citizen basically ordered me on Twitter.
See, I got a problem only because I own this thing. And then I don't want to put anything on Twitter. I think I have an obligation to have a good reputation.
I like when you start fighting with people with the station account. Calling them like idiots and stuff.
Well, because I got three different accounts. I got a personal account that I hardly ever post on.
Yeah.
I got the KFMH account and then KCJJ. I'm always posting news stories, so I forget that I'm on the KCJJ
account. The KCJJ account's calling somebody a clown. You know?
Most of the people I would have bad interactions with, Iowa fans, I either block or mute or they block me. It's funny, Dallas, they just did a... They just had an awards thing out at Wild Rose for the betting contest they had, and Dallas was there representing Hawk Fanatic, and one of the other people that was there is that idiot on what's his name, Hawkeyes, you know, who hates me. I blocked him years ago just because he was obsessed with me. He meets Dallas. This is Dallas's version. He meets Dallas the other day for the first time. Hey man, you're a good guy. I can't believe you work for it. And he just turned. And Dallas basically said, he goes, I just put him in his place. Say I like working for Pat. But that was the first thing this guy said. And that's, I mean, some of these people are just so bizarre on Twitter. They think that they matter. Like they're owning you and like, you know, I mean, it's just so bizarre. I mean, that some guy would be that obsessed with a member of the media and it becomes part of his narrative on Twitter to hate. And that's why I just mute and block and just don't have anything to do with him.
We got this.
I would love to see him face to face, though, sometime. I would. The petty part of me, that you immature. Now, I know I'm 60 now, but I'm guessing so. I asked Dallas what he looked like. He goes, he looks like your typical small-town Iowa white guy. That's how Dallas described him. And I had a perfect idea what he was saying. But this guy's just, he would make up crap about me on Twitter, say nasty things about me. And there's no accountability. You can just do whatever you want. So I just blocked him, and he's, you know.
Hello.
Hey, Pat. You know, going back to what you're talking about, Iowa and Louisiana State, about the guy who made the racist comments and about no white girls on the Iowa team. I'm not a sports fan. I talked to you at Hy-Vee. I told you I'm not going to watch it. I did watch the last half.
Okay.
I did watch the last half. It was pretty good. But I'm not a sports guy, but the guys I have coffee with are big sports guys. Didn't Louisiana State pretty much buy that team? Aren't they all kids they've lured in?
Well, a lot of them.
I mean, to do with?
A lot of them are Haley Van Lith, and I did Nigel Reese transfer.
Iowa doesn't do that. My thought is a lot of these are homegrown kids, and we're a white state.
I think that's a big part of it. But, again, two of Iowa's starters are black, Gabby Marshall and Hannah Stilke.
No, the one young lady, I noticed her, she's, I don't pay much attention, but she's pretty darn good.
Well, and I think part of the reason Iowa beat LSU is Iowa plays better as a team because these girls have played so long together. Where LSU, it just seems like the pieces have been forced together, and it just didn't work.
They were good. They were good. Iowa was
better.
Pretty tense there. It's like, holy moly, you know, it was getting pretty ugly there for a while.
But Iowa was better.
I know. Last year, It was interesting, but this year was great. But anyway, I did, Pat, watch the last half. I did not
that is good.
Walk away. First half was fixed my late dinner and all that stuff and washed the dishes. I couldn't do that, but
okay.
It was pretty tense.
I don't
watch TV after 9 very often. So anyway, thanks for being there.
All right, we'll see you in the aisles of Hy-Vee.
Bye-bye.
We have another news release from the University of Iowa. The University of Iowa Athletics Department will host a free women's basketball watch party Friday night at Carver Hawkeye Arena for the second-ranked Hawkeyes semifinal game against number 10, UConn. Doors to the north, south, and west entrances to Carver Hawkeye Arena open at 7, 90 minutes prior to the 8:30 scheduled tip-off time. Fans attending the watch party will be asked to view the game on the Jumbotron from the east side of the arena. sections MM or NN, NML, MML.
That's cool. I'm glad they do that. That's good. That's a good move by
Parking will be free in all Carver Hawkeye Arena surrounding lots. There will be no reserved parking. During the watch party, there will be in-game entertainment. The Hawkeye fan shop and concessions, including beer and wine, will be available.
I could see Suter go. Couldn't you see it? Yeah. Tom and Anna going to that?
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun. Yeah. Hell, I got the beer and wine. Yeah.
I might even think. I mean, because Susan will be there actually doing all the content. I write something, too, but I might actually go over there, yeah, at least for the first half, maybe interview some fans and turn that into something. Because I'm going to write
use
something.
The area we get the press row.
Well, and the other thing is Susan's content, I probably won't get. I mean, those people aren't going to get done writing stuff till like 1 o'clock in the morning. I probably won't even post it until the morning, you know, especially if they lose. I mean, because nobody will be reading then if they lose, but with it being such a late start, you don't get much content at all Friday night. But no, that's a good idea. Remember, they did that last year, too.
Yeah,
I think that's good. But
says,
I could see
statement from Bob Bowlsby. He has actually witnessed Jim Morrison soiling himself.
Wow.
Bob Bowlsby just said that? Was he listening to the show?
I believe
he's up at UNI right now. He's their interim athletic director.
I believe he was.
Yeah, right. I'm guessing Bob Bowlsby was not a Jim Morrison fan, would be my guess.
What if he was?
That'd be great. That would have given us something to talk about when we worked together and didn't like each other.
He didn't like anybody here.
He didn't like me.
Talking about Ferentz's contract, he starts quoting like stuff from like the end.
You think Kirk's a big Morrison fan? Yeah. You think Kirk likes the Doors?
I think he likes the Doors.
Remember when we had him on, he said Springsteen.
Yeah.
See, when I think of Kirk, I see Springsteen. I can see the Eagles.
Yeah.
I can see Kirk liking the Eagles.
I can see him liking the
Maybe
Doors.
Maybe the Doors. His favorite songs like Alabama Whiskey.
Springsteen
song.
Was great on Curb Your Enthusiasm the other night. He played himself. He gets Larry David gets him sick, and that's why he has to cancel his tour. Because remember, he had to cancel his tour because he was sick.
Yeah.
I'll tell you really what, that guy who plays Trump is hilarious.
Yeah,
he does such a good job of playing Trump.
Oh,
on SNL.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but he's funny.
Didn't they get him just to play Trump?
Yes,
I can see why. It's amazing.
Your guy Bill Maher,
my guy
Maher, whatever.
I watch that at times on Friday.
He only does the show if he's stoned.
Well, I know because he had a podcast guest on asking him not to.
Yeah, because.
And he said, no, it's legal. I'll do it if I want.
Yeah.
To me, that's Bill Maher being a dick. I mean, if somebody doesn't want you to. If you're going to have a guest on and they prefer that you don't smoke reefer, just don't smoke reefer for an hour. What, you just smoke 24/7?
I guess.
God, I mean,
no, the guy,
he doesn't like his weed.
What's the point of smoking marijuana nonstop? I don't get that.
I don't like him. I don't.
I can
like
see
him.
Why you wouldn't.
Yeah, but besides that, he's just, I don't know, he thinks he's too smart.
He does think that he's smarter than everybody else.
Yeah,
he does.
I don't care. I don't like that crap. You know, I don't think you.
You admit to being an idiot.
You shut up. I'll kick your ass.
But I don't know why he has to smoke nonstop. I mean, God, I mean, after imagine what his lungs might
look like. Well, if you ask somebody on, you know, and they say, well, you know, I'm recovering.
Yes, it seems pretty selfish.
And you don't respect it?
Seems pretty selfish.
Then you're a dick.
Well, and plus, you know, no, weed is, smoking marijuana is not as bad as, but no, it's not unless you do it all day. Then it's just like smoking cigarettes.
Well.
You know,
can we take those legal edibles through July 1st? Can we take those before the show sometime? See how it
goes? We can't.
You probably could. Do you have a medical marijuana license?
I do.
Yeah, you could just.
Chronic back pain after the transplant.
You could just be smoking blunts and joints.
I could be.
And,
not here.
Not.
You could be doing that, and if you admit to doing that, I have to take you off the contract where you get a certain percentage. When the station sells, you can't have any of that.
Right.
If you want to admit that you're doing it right now.
I'm not doing it right now.
I will save like 2%.
So according to you can only smoke weed at your house? Or what's the...
Yeah, I mean, you can't like take it around and smoke
I'm not saying
outside.
You can smoke it in public, but why couldn't you smoke it here if you have a license?
Well, there's FCC issues there, but...
Because it's a radio station?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
It's still federal.
But like
regulated.
If you went to your parents' house... And smoke.
Oh, I could go to my parents' house.
That wouldn't you wouldn't be violating any rules.
No,
would you?
You'd be fine.
Okay, I'm just not sure.
Unless you would admit it on the air.
Imagine your dad high.
And then
imagine those phone calls with Gene high.
I'd have to redo the contract where you don't get the 2%. Listen, I went through this with our lawyer.
How big? What percent do I get? Last time you told me it was like 18.
Yeah, you get. You can, here, I'll make you a deal. You can have it.
How much is it going to cost me?
Oh, there's a lot. There's a lot it's going to cost you. I won't be charging you. But dignity is one is at the no, top
dignity's,
of the list.
Dignity's been lost years ago.
No, but I got arthritis, and I wanted to, see if I could. Some people say it really helped.
I don't know why you don't get a medical marijuana license.
Because I have the license to the station. I've talked to our FCC attorney, who's been my attorney for like 40 years, and he said, you can't have a license, and also, even if you've got medical, he said...
In Iowa?
No, in the United States of America.
I mean,
can't have a radio license.
I guarantee you there's radio station owners that smoke pot. And
I guarantee you too, but I
don't know where you're coming from on this one.
I can't, because I can't.
Then why can others do it?
But they're not getting caught.
Okay, but I mean, there's some that don't hide it. They fly. I mean, it's just.
No, not if they've got the FCC license, they don't.
I've seen it. I've seen.
Who's got an FCC license?
Well, I've just seen people in podcasts. Is podcast different than radio?
Oh, way different. Yeah.
And but
no,
I,
that's not. No, I have a FCC license to.
So you can drink alcohol though.
Yes,
but they're
no. Not only that, Pat, but there's a guy in Nevada that killed his wife.
I know you've talked about. We've heard that. But I don't. You can drink alcohol, but you can't have marijuana, even though both would be legal.
Yes.
That's stupid. That makes no sense.
Yes.
It does make no sense. You're right.
It's
but
just dumb.
Why can't I? I'm not.
I'll have to ask my
brother.
I'm gonna ask my brother.
Marijuana is still federally illegal. Federally.
Yeah.
But like state by state, people are decriminalizing it and making it.
Well, they're not just decriminalizing it. It's legal. It's legal in 33 states.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over half the union now.
I agree.
That's why. But when you go to like a dispensary in Illinois, you have to pay in cash because. Credit card is a federal thing, and you can't pay for.
Well, and you're technically
stuff.
Not supposed to bring it over the border to Iowa either.
Right?
But you know, people do.
Yeah, they sell to people in Iowa.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they
know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I've never been to any of those dispensaries in Illinois, but I've heard it's just outrageously expensive because they're going to tax the hell out of you, and that's what they should do to make money off it. You know, but that's just stupid rules. I mean, some of the way we handle alcohol and we handle weed as a country is just so stupid.
It should, if nothing else. It should be decriminalized, if nothing else.
Well, here?
Everywhere.
Well, like I said, it's already legal in 33 states, so it's way beyond decriminalized in over half the states
and
in the union.
It should be.
But we're going to be one of the last to ever do it.
You know, it's just ridiculous.
There just seems to be this push here in Iowa to keep it illegal. It's so stupid.
Hello.
Hey, I went over to Milan. And there was more Iowa cars and people.
I've been told
than
that.
Illinois, man.
I've been told that.
I mean, there was people in front of me, in back of me. I go, "Where are you guys from?" And I saw you. Oh, Cedar Rapids.
Go Hawks.
This and that.
Hawks.
And like,
go Hawks. Just yell go Hawks the next time you're there.
hey, listen, I have a question.
All right.
Because my wife, this morning when we were watching the interview with the UConn. When Caitlin was coming out of high school, did UConn want her?
No, they did not recruit her.
Yeah, well, see, I told that to my girl, and you guys, she's on the internet. You know, I'm not. Thank God, I feel sorry for you guys. But anyway, that's the business.
There's a lot of reasons.
See that? I go, I think she was going to Iowa the whole time.
No, she wasn't going to Iowa the whole time. And Notre Dame was a serious player for Caitlin.
Oh,
there was a
really?
There was a while where I think
go other places.
There was a while where I think Notre Dame was the leader, and I know her mom wanted her to go to Notre Dame there for a while. But I think what happened with Geno, he picked Paige Beckers over Caitlin. And at the time, you could see. I don't know why he didn't try to get both. You imagine those two in the same backcourt? Good Lord. Paige Beckers was ranked a little higher than Caitlin, even though I've always thought Caitlin was a little better. And Geno went with her. But no, he never visited her, didn't offer a scholarship. And
okay. So, well, I won that one with
there
the
you
girl.
Go.
Yeah. All right. Hey, go Hawks. Take care, guys.
All right. You too.
God, you imagine if she had gone to like Notre Dame, how much the state would hate her?
don't know if they'd hate her. They just wouldn't. They no, wouldn't.
It
just
I like, would, like Ray for the Friends.
It would be Notre Dame's story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be like, ah, she turned her back on Iowa.
I mean,
there'd be people doing that.
She considered, I think her final three were Iowa, Notre Dame, and Iowa State, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong, but it was down to Iowa, Notre Dame. I mean, a lot of pressure, Catholic high school, growing up in a very devout Catholic family. Notre Dame
was real good back
really
then.
Good, and they're still pretty good. I mean, but back then they had Muffet McGraw, and Lisa and Jan and their coaches, they did a good job of recruiting her. And then, of course, Megan Gustafson helped seal the deal by leading them to the Elite Eight. Caitlin saw that it could be done at Iowa, and she wanted to do the same thing, and, man, what a story.
It is, really. I mean, it's remarkable.
And to think, you know, she's going to have this NCAA tournament this weekend, and then the draft is in, like, it's the 15th.
Yeah.
And the on three, she's this next 2 months for her are going to be so busy, 2-3 months. She won't really be able to exhale until the fall. And I don't see Caitlin going overseas to play in professionally. She's not going to need to.
No.
She won't need to. And
she's going to make plenty of money.
She'll make
here.
Plenty of money. The WNBA will pay her as much as it can. She'll have plenty of endorsements. She'll keep getting endorsements, and she will not need to go over to freaking Russia or Italy or whatever. Nothing against Italy.
Nothing against Russia.
Yeah. But yeah, but Italy or Spain, they have good leagues over there. She would only do that if she wants to do that. But I don't think she will. Germany, I don't think she will though. So
no.
Are we done? I thought I heard somebody come in. Is somebody here?
There was the delivery guy for Culligan.
So it's just the three of us.
They're bringing us water.
Just the three of us.
Where's Molly?
She'll be here probably 11.
Oh, about 11. Okay. All right.
She knows the days we do the show and knows we go over 11 because we got the police reports.
Place just ain't the same without Hunter, is it?
Or Suter.
It's a rudderless ship right now.
It really is. All hell's breaking loose.
Anything else out there, Hawkeye-wise?
We haven't mentioned? Baseball, softball, men's baseball, women's basketball, softball. Football. We talked a little football.
Track and field. I'm not sure where they are. The problem with track and field, they don't have anything at home to watch.
Yeah, they're at home once or twice a year.
It's such an unfriendly fan sport for the fans. It's not the fault of the track guys, don't get me wrong, but it's just not a sport that's conducive to getting local interest because they don't do anything at home.
Do you...
They have Musco.
Want me to compliment your site.
What about it?
For you and Susan Harmon. It's like you were still doing newspaper. It's like real journalism.
Well, that's what she
stuff.
Is. I mean, she's a former newspaper journalist. Yeah, and, no, we're. Yeah. I've been very fortunate to have her. And
your articles, too.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I mean,
yeah.
You too just really
appreciate the interest. And like I said,
Dallas brings a different.
He does.
He's, you know.
Dallas does a lot of little things behind the scenes, too, that I don't do that he does for me, and I really appreciate
but
it.
But it's interesting, and it's kind of like he's.
And then we got Rob Howe. And
he gets along with a lot of people that you guys call
Rob
clowns.
Rob does multiple podcasts. Dallas is kind of a buffer for me. He'll be the peacemaker between all the dicks on Twitter.
Yeah.
Because I want nothing to do with them. He'll kind of pacify them and what have you. But he did say he told that Hawkeye moron that he enjoys working. Dallas and I have a fine working relationship. I mean, just because some clown on Twitter doesn't like me, I've never met the guy. But that's just this guy's shtick. He just loves to be a BSer on Twitter. That's what he gets his jollies doing, whatever. I blocked him years ago. Don't see it. But I had been at that thing with Dallas, that would have been an interesting... Because had he come up and started talking crap to me, I would have given it right back.
Punched him?
And I don't know, wouldn't have punched him. Yeah. Had he, unless he punched me. Then it's open game. Then you can do whatever you want. Self-defense. Then you can take his head and smash it into one of those... slot machines.
Yeah.
You know, like how...
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Why are you fighting in a casino?
Because that's where this took place.
Oh, okay.
They were at the Wild Rose Casino in Clinton for the award ceremony for the betting thing that they had done. Dallas represents Hawk Fanatic.
Would have been a bloodbath.
Bloodbath. But yeah, Dallas does a lot of little things that are important, little technical stuff, and I really appreciate it. And we're going to get his podcast going again because he's really good with his podcast. And like he did a podcast with Caitlin back when she was still doing local interviews. This was back in like September of 22, prior to before she really took, and it was a great podcast. He still has it pinned. It was really good because Caitlin's a great interview. She's very insightful. She's very articulate. she handles everything really well as far as communicating with other people. And I think that's also added to her legend is that she's, I mean, yeah, she does bitch and moan a little bit on the court, but that's the only downside to anything she does.
You
she's
know, and
so,
I don't know that that's a downside. As well, far I don't think popularity.
Well,
goes.
Some people it rubs the wrong way, but yeah, it's who she is too, though.
But it makes her a personality.
It does, but there are times where she takes it too far. Yeah. Where you just say, "Oh, come on, Caitlin, let it go." And these last two games, she's been much better. I wonder if that game against Holy Cross kind of embarrassed her a little bit, because the way she commented afterwards, and that's the game where her dad told her to shut up and take her out. Yeah. I wonder if that, because she's been much more toned down since then. So who sees? I mean, if you look and see your dad telling you to shut up, that's and I respect him for being a dad.
Grew up with that,
being a
yeah. Yeah.
But no, if that's the only bad thing you can say about her, then, you know, the good far outweighs the bad. She's an honor student. She represents the university with class.
She's
and
great.
And she really is. And the more I watch her on commercials, the better she is.
Yeah.
I mean, she's really a good spokesperson.
No, this is just a great story.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's just something I never would have imagined, and it's probably something we'll never see again. I mean, it truly is spectacular. So I saw Molly driving, so I think we're ready to – I think we're ready to hand the baton off.
Dallas believes that Jim Morrison soiled himself.
I don't know if Dallas. I'll have to ask Dallas if he even knows who Jim Morrison is. There's been a few times when I've said stuff to Dallas and he wasn't aware of what I was talking about.
I will call.
Oh, you'll
the
just
internet.
Make something up. It'll be that source that you like to
I
use.
Will,
they.
I
you know will. What they said. Well, that's one of your favorite sources. Is
I,
they.
Well, I saw that.
I Googled it.
Yeah.
I found it on Wikipedia.
I will go to the ends of the earth to find someone.
And then you'll just make it up if you don't find something.
No, I will show it to you. I will show it to you.
But I have a lot to criticize Jim Morrison on, but I don't recall him ever consistently soiling himself.
Well, consistently, maybe.
Yeah, I just don't remember that. But I was also...
It really does take just the one time.
I was also 7 when he died, too, so it's not like I was hitting the concert circuit back when the Doors were playing. I mean, what year were you born?
73.
You were 2 when he died.
Yeah.
Jim's
No.
Captain,
no.
Let
he
it
died
go.
2 years before
you
I was born.
You were born in 63.
You got that backwards. He died 2 years before I was born.
Yeah, you weren't even alive. Yeah, you were.
Baby.
Your mom and dad were still working it then.
Yeah.
They were still working.
My brother
on,
was born in 71.
They were still working on Crate and Tommy.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I don't want to think
yeah,
of
there you go.
I
of
want
that.
You to think of that.
This bib overall.
Yelling, you don't have to call that Johnson.
Those bibs come off real fast.
And how about the use of the word Johnson?
Johnson's good, too. Yeah.
That would be... All right, now we have to stop.
Yeah.
You've gone too far.
We're done.
We have to
stop. Thanks again, Adam. Remember when Adam was on?
Oh, that was a different show.
HogFanatic.com. Check it out. It is free.
Download the new KCJJ app. Keep up with the latest news, weather, and high school sports. You can send us pictures, audio, and video. Access our social media. Chat.